fighting on here, do you have to start by pressing anything on
No,
the stage?
no, you just start by pressing.
Well, for the buzz.
Me too.
Yep,
That's
yep.
cool.
Okay, that's good. You're free to start.
Okay, hi everybody, welcome to our kickoff meeting for our new product that we're gonna be designing. I'm Mandy and I'm the project manager, and I know all your names again.
Courtney.
Yep.
Vanilla. And Amber. Alright, okay, so first let's go through this PowerPoint. What do we put there for us?
Just do it on a few.
Alright.
Yeah, or how about I just click? Okay, here's our agenda for this meeting. We're gonna start with our opening, which is our introductions. We're gonna get to know each other a little bit better. Tool training. We're going to, I guess, figure out what to do on this project with our individual roles. We're gonna make a project plan and then have some time for discussion and close up the meeting. Okay, here's our project. We're gonna make a new remote control that's original, trendy, and also user-friendly. And how we're going to do it is each of us is going to, we're gonna have, discuss the functional design first. How is it gonna be used? What's the actual goal here? How's to operate the TV? Blah, blah, blah. And we're going to do individual work on that and then meet. Same thing with conceptual design. Just the basic overview of the project. And then we're going to do individual work, meet. That's pretty much the whole process for today. And then the detailed design, just more in depth. Get the actual schematics of the remote. Okay. All right. First, we're going to start off by using our tools. And the whiteboard thing, do you guys want to give that a try even though the ink wasn't working? Or do you want to do it on here?
I think we should forego the whiteboard since we can't actually see what we're writing. We can put it on here.
All right, let's go through it again. Right now, so we're all going to draw our favorite animal and then sum up our favorite characteristics of that animal. Even if you're not a good drawer like me.
Artistic skills.
Yep.
Thanks.
About one more minute. Okay, if you would like to start us off.
I'll go. This is my picture. I do fish. I like fish because, you know, they're a water vascular system thing. It's pretty cool. And they've got a pretty good habitat and they're pretty sometimes. Sometimes fishes, but that's okay.
Yeah. I'll make that piranhas.
Yeah, they're easy, you know.
Yeah. Who wants to go next?
Okay. I drew a kitty. It's pretty much impossible to tell that it's a cat.
Yeah, it does look like a cat.
I love cats because they're independent. They pretty much know what they want, they get it, they move on.
I love cats too. I'm a cat person.
I'm allergic to cats.
I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, okay.
If you're around one, I had a roommate who was allergic, but if she was around my cat forever, she she became used to it,
Yeah,
you know?
yeah, if you're
Yeah.
around
for a long period of time. I still can't sleep with them in my room.
Oh yeah, this summer I, oh, I live with cats, it's crazy.
Okay.
I drew a badger.
Cool.
A badger.
Well, yeah.
There's Jonas. Bye badger.
I don't know, they're grumpy and nocturnal and
Are you doing the suggesting thing?
Well, they're a little bit like me, yes. And then do you know Wendy Morales? Badger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I don't know if you know Brian Jack. He's another Cumming writer. Sal and Astra and like Len Wall and that kind of books. Badgers are cool in that one too.
Okay. And last, okay, look at my sad, sad giraffe.
No, it looks good.
No, it ends up looking like some kind of dinosaur, but you know. I don't know even much about giraffes, but I just love the way they look. They're just such odd creatures, you know? I like that they're so unique and individual. I don't know much about their behavior or anything though. I see a couple
You
of
don't
videos.
really have to.
Yeah,
You're
pretty well shaped the way they look. Okay. All right. Guess we're getting straight back into business here. The selling price for our remote is going to be €25. And our profit aim is €50 million. We're going to make this an international product marketed in the States, Europe, and Asia. And our production cost to make that profit is going to be a max of €1,250 per remote. Okay. So we're going to talk for a little while. Here are some topics that we might be able to discuss our experiences with remote controls, our first ideas about this new remote, anything that you can bring to the table for this project.
Now?
Yeah. Want to start us off? Anybody have anything to offer?
Well, we want to make a multifunctional remote, right?
Right.
One remote for everything.
And everything with TVs. What we have, what sound system, TV, DVD, VHS, TiVo?
Yeah,
TiVo.
TiVo.
But it's still there, so
Okay.
If pop, we're gonna do it.
It needs to be compatible, because universal remote controls are never universal.
They're never universal. That's right. It's especially if you buy a not big product DVD player, say. Usually it doesn't work
Or
if
it's
it's not
like a
in
Sony either, like
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to figure out how to cover all the different variances in signals.
And we need an insanely good instruction booklet, because you always have to reconfigure all your contraptions to go into remote anyways.
Okay, and another thing that I think is important is the design of the product, how it feels in your hand. If it's just flat and kind of boring, nobody wants to buy those anymore. They want the ergonomic
They
ones.
want like the flashy lights. They're like, this came from Las Vegas.
Ones that look high tech too.
But at the same time sensible.
Right.
Yeah.
So that
You
people
want
like
something
them
with
and
the
like
curvature,
it.
like that matches the curvature of the hand.
Anybody have any experiences with remote controls that they can remember that?
There's bad ones.
Yeah, that's true.
What kind of battery would we want to use? Because battery changing is
Double
usually
A.
Double A.
Okay.
Do some of them use AAAs though?
Yeah, some use AAAs.
Some
So double or triple.
Yeah, I guess that is If we use the AAA we can, but most people usually have the laser in them too.
Okay, yeah. But that has to do with the size of it too.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, as long as we know that issue is
Yeah, if we want it to be more thin, then we'd probably want to go with a AAA.
You
But
can go with a small lithium battery.
It's okay, we don't have to decide about now, just as long as we remember battery type and size is important. Okay, anything else? Alright, moving along. Oh, we're closing the meeting. Next meeting is going to start in 30 minutes. Here's what we're going to do. The ID, which is here, okay. You're going to think about the working design. Okay, and UID.
Mhm.
the technical functions design, making sure it does everything that we need them to do, the functionality of it, operating all those different things. Okay, and the marketing person, Courtney, is going to do the user requirements specification. I guess that means specifying what exactly the user is going to be looking for, right?
Right.
I would think so. Okay. And you're going to get more specific instructions emailed to you in just a little while. Okay? So does anybody have anything they want to say before we close the meeting? Okay. This meeting is officially over.